3. The 6-level model for reviewing your own work. Priorities should drive your choices, but most models for determining them are not reliable tools for much of our real work activity. In order to know what your priorities are, you have to know what your work is, and there are at least 6 different perspectives from which to define that. To use an aerospace analogy, the conversation has a lot to do with the altitude. First, 50,000 feet, life. 40,000 feet, 3 to 5-year vision. 30,000 feet, 1 to 2-year goals. 20,000 feet, areas of responsibility. 10,000 feet, current projects. Runway, current actions. Let's start from the bottom up. Runway, current actions. This is the accumulated list of all the actions you need to take, all the phone calls you have to make, the emails you have to respond to, the errands you've got to run, and the agendas you want to communicate to your boss and your spouse. You'd probably have 300 to 500 hours worth of these things to do if you stopped the world right now and got no more input from yourself or anyone else. 10,000 feet, current projects. Creating many of the actions that you currently have in front of you are the 30 to 100 projects on your plate. These are the relatively short-term outcomes you want to achieve, such as setting up a home computer, organizing a sales conference, moving to a new headquarters, and getting a dentist. 20,000 feet, areas of responsibility. You create or accept most of your projects because of your responsibilities, which for most people can be defined in 10 to 15 categories. These are the key areas within which you want to achieve results and maintain standards. Your job may entail at least implicit commitments for things like strategic planning, administrative support, staff development, market research, customer service, or asset management. And your personal life has an equal number of such focus arenas: health, family, finances, home environment, spirituality, recreation, etc. Listing and reviewing these responsibilities gives a more comprehensive framework for evaluating your inventory of projects. 30,000 feet, 1 to 2-year goals. What you want to be experiencing in the various areas of your life and work 1 to 2 years from now will add another dimension to defining your work. Often, meeting the goals and objectives of your job will require a shift in emphasis of your job focus, with new areas of responsibility emerging. At this horizon, personally, too, there probably are things you'd like to accomplish or have in place, which could add importance to certain aspects of your life and diminish others. 40,000 feet, 3 to 5-year vision. Projecting 3 to 5 years into the future generates thinking about bigger categories: organization strategies, environmental trends, career and life transition circumstances. Internal factors include longer-term career, family, and financial goals and considerations. Outer world issues could involve changes affecting your job and organization, such as technology, globalization, market trends, and competition. Decisions at this altitude could easily change what your work might look like on many levels. 50,000 plus feet, life. This is the big picture view. Why does your company exist? Why do you exist? The primary purpose for anything provides the core definition of what its work really is. It is the ultimate job description. All the goals, visions, objectives, projects, and actions derive from this and lead toward it. These altitude analogies are somewhat arbitrary, and in real life, the important conversations you will have about your focus and your priorities may not fit exactly to one horizon or another. They can provide a useful framework, however, to remind you of the multi-layered nature of your job and resulting commitments and tasks. Obviously, many factors must be considered before you feel comfortable that you've made the best decision about what to do and when. Setting priorities, in the traditional sense of focusing on your long-term goals and values, though obviously a necessary core focus, doesn't provide a practical framework for a vast majority of the decisions and tasks you must engage in day to day. Mastering the flow of your work at all the levels you experience that work provides a much more holistic way to get things done and feel good about it. Part 2 of this audiobook will provide specific coaching about how to use these 3 models for making action choices and how the best practices for collecting, processing, planning, organizing, and reviewing all contribute to your greatest success with them.